Welcome to Intuitive Seek. My name is Mary Treen, and every week I aim to bring you a grounded approach to all things intuition. Through personal stories, experiences, and practices, offering energetic reflections to help you discover, connect, and fully realize how your unique power of intuition is your own greatest teacher. Hello, welcome everyone. How are you? How has your month been? I don't know about you, but whenever you're listening to this, and even if it is not now, if it is later, much further in the future, whenever you're listening, I really trust the timing of it. So this may be for you, even if it's not April 2024. So I don't know how you have been feeling, but it has been a month already. Changes after changes after changes. And sure, there is a lot of astrological weather from what I'm hearing and seeing, but I'm not going to speak to any of that because let's talk about our own narrative. Let's talk about what we may be feeling collectively, but in our own way. And yes, I am the only one talking, but I feel like you understand what I mean. So, have you been experiencing so much change? I have been really tasked this month to let go. Surrender. I mean, that was part of the energy impressions of April, was stretching where we need to stretch. And part of the stretching for me has been stretching into surrender, stretching myself more into trust. And you know, I love connecting and talking about and understanding and helping with the energy of trust. But that doesn't mean that I am perfect at it. No, that's why I enjoy supporting so many lovely people through figuring it out for themselves, because I know how life-changing it is when you connect to it. And I know that it is a lifetime of learning new levels, new ways of trusting ourselves. And for me, this month already, it's been like so much surrendering expectations, so much surrendering, the true surrender, stretching myself so much into allowing so much unknown. Because when there are so many changes, there is a lot that we don't know. There's a lot that I don't know. And as I've been stretching into that surrender, I've been needing, or first of all, that has helped me see what I've been needing to support me so that I can do my work, which is my favorite thing, my intuitive and energy healing work. I have been needing new ways and a new kind of routine in grounding. I've needed a new routine in my workout schedule. And I don't know if I've touched on this before, so forgive me. But in 2020, I got into a real routine of working out 5 days a week, of sweating 5 days a week. And some of those weeks since then have been 4 days. During my root canal, I remember it was 3 days. But it has been such a source of grounding and deeply important for my energy, for my mind, my body, my spirit, everything. So I do love it, and it's a habit. So it's not something that I will not do, because it really is part of my life now, which is amazing, because before 2020, it was some years I was working out, most years I wasn't. So for 4 years, it's amazing to me. But what I noticed is that I was saying, oh, I really need to work out. Oh, I have to work out. Oh, I didn't work out yet. I need to work out. And that's not the way that I want my exercise, my sweating to be framed, for lack of a better word, or the intention. That's not the intention that I want to go into my workouts with. And I'm sharing this and with everything on my podcast because maybe there's one of you out there that is experiencing the same thing, and then you get to, maybe there's someone else listening, even just one person who also has experienced this, and it's helpful to hear somebody else's point of view. So that is not the intention that I want. I don't want it to be something that I need to do, that I cannot live without, that my brain will not function without, that my anxiety will not go away without, or be, yeah, actually go away, because that's how I was using it throughout April. And it's only halfway through, but the last 2 weeks have felt very long. And I noticed that because so much is happening and it doesn't really feel like the details are that important, but it has caused a lot of anxious feelings, a lot of up, up, up energy, very ungrounded. I know that when I'm feeling that way, bumping into things, feeling very clumsy, having almost like a plugged ear, like when you get water in your ear, that's also a really big sign for me. So I know that if I look to one thing to soothe me, and there can be a lot less healthy ways that I have used in the past, but I know that even if it's something good for me, like getting a great sweat in, if I'm going into it with the intention of, oh, this will fix me, then I am not leading and living my life the way I want to, which is from within, from my heart, from trust. And I know from experience that when I do look to that one thing that's going to make me feel better, it's completely temporary. And then eventually, everything that all of those feelings, all of those symptoms were trying to guide me toward, to look at, to pay attention to, then it gets way too big. And then it's not just a little sweat that will cure it. No, that's when it's like, for me, I can get so overwhelmed with energy that I stand still, that I am moving so quickly and doing so many things, but not getting anywhere with them. And it is the funniest thing looking at it from, you know, in hindsight. And I hope that I'm not being too abstract. I hope you can understand and get what I'm saying. But yeah, that's what happens. And then after a time of that, deep frustration. And then after that, like, it just keeps going until I will finally pay attention to what I need. So the two big things that have been helping me the most this month have been grounding practices in the morning, simple meditation, connecting to my energy, feeling embodied in my energy. And of course, I'm sure you know, but if you don't, that I have free meditations on this podcast feed, but you can also go to my Insight Timer, and I have meditations on YouTube too. Those ones, though, if you don't have a premium account, then you'll get ads. So, which is out of my control until certain metrics are met. So best to do Insight Timer or this podcast feed and look for my daily grounding meditation. It is only like 7 minutes and it helps me so much. So if you haven't found one that you love, one that you can really easily kind of fold into your life, I would really recommend that one so much. And then the next thing is, instead of kind of planning my day and then fitting in where I'm going to work out, which is usually what I do, because if it's too, my schedule isn't the same. So if it's too structured, then I can get kind of thrown off if I have, you know, my clients at different times in different days for each week. So I usually kind of plop it in, but I always do it. So I thought that was great. But this month, I have needed to do it before I start my day, before I have a session, before I host a live meditation, before I, you know, go out and do my errands or see a friend or whatever day it is, whether I'm working or not. It has to be before everything because I need it to be cumulative. I can't have it be something that I go to because I know myself enough that when I do the grounding meditation and then have a good sweat before I do anything else in the day, and I'm very, very lucky and super privileged to be able to do that. And I've designed my life that way, and it is not easy. It is not easy. It is a trust fall, a continuous trust fall, but I would not have it any other way. But when I design my days like that, then I really have the space and the clarity and the soothed nervous system to know when I need attention, to know when I'm feeling fear and doubt and overwhelm and frustration, but mostly the fear and the doubt. Those are the big ones this month. But I know that that famous quote by George Adair, I believe, but it's the quote of, maybe not verbatim, but everything you've ever wanted is sitting on the other side of fear. So I know that any fear that I'm feeling, and that can also come in the form for me as feelings of anxiety. My fear can show up that way. And for many, I'm sure, but just speaking from my experience, if I don't have the grounding and my workout done before everything else, then I can feel that fear and look to getting a really good sweat to kind of like literally exercise it out of my body. And it's the same thing if you know, watch Netflix or binge a show or binge podcasts. You're trying to move out of that state, that feeling, soothing ourselves, right? Soothing ourselves. But the fear is a signal, and not just you need some attention and some care, which is, of course, yes, always, but it is a piece of the path. It's that threshold before the door that will lead you to where you want to go. It's the thing, the barrier, but it's not really a barrier. It's a sign. It's a sign of what you really want. And I have felt and experienced and seen over and over again that when we want something that we are afraid of, that causes fear, that's the thing that is meant for us. That's the thing on our path on the true path of our purpose. To remember to pay attention to when you're feeling afraid, when something is scary, when something that you're inspired by or want to do, something simple in the grand scheme, but causes so much fear. And maybe that's fear in your body that you're mistaking for your intuition. But your fear is working with your intuition. It's not covering it up. It's guiding you towards it. If you pay enough attention to it, if you take the time to really connect with why you are afraid and what does your fear need from you, usually it's an action, and need meaning like what is it telling you not to do is usually what you need to do. And this is specifically like in your life. Not where our fear is helping us and it's like a survival thing. No, no, no. This is that fear that is getting in our way. So it's really connecting to what does your fear need so that it turns into courage. So that added layer of courage creates movement. So you can move out of that frozen fear. And another way to look at this is looking at your nervous system. When we're in that fight or flight or freeze or fawn, when you're in that heightened nervous system, meaning you're in your fear, you feel super anxious, you feel frozen, you are just like completely in survival mode. There are many ways to describe it, but I feel like you know what I'm talking about. How can you start to feel more calm and soothed in your nervous system? And that is actually one of my favorite things of doing energy work. And one of the reasons that I really fell in love with it is it not only helped my clients get into that parasympathetic nervous system, which is the opposite of fight or flight, but while I'm facilitating, I am also in parasympathetic state for my nervous system. I have all of the, like if you look in Google, these are the traits. That is exactly how I'm feeling while I'm facilitating. And I know my clients feel that too. And it is the place where we repair and rest and where we feel ourselves and our own energy. They call it the like rest and digest mode because it's when our body and all of the systems are working in the way that they are meant to. And that's the physicality of energy healing. And there has been research too on distance energy healing. I just read a study where they did research on women who had C-sections, and they did, they were using the system of Reiki, is which mine is founded in, the foundation of, and they did a study of in-person and distance. And the distance, the participants, first of all, they did it against a placebo, and there was a difference, which is not surprising. But I love that they have in this research that I was reading, the distance Reiki participants. This is part of it where the distance Reiki group had a significantly lower heart rate and blood pressure post-surgery. And I loved that because that is what I have found. Because I used to do my work in person. And then the pandemic happened, so we couldn't. But I feel like that was completely a blessing. Because now I work with people from all over the world, and I know that they, because I am getting into it too, but that my clients through Zoom or remotely, when there's no video, no Zoom, we're just connecting in the field, quote unquote, together, that they drop more quickly into that parasympathetic state. And it's hard to explain. But I just read that research a couple days ago, and I thought, isn't that interesting? That is exactly what I've noticed as well. And if you read about the founding of Reiki with Mikao Usui, who created it in 1922, he opened the first clinic, he had people write to him that learned about it, who were not in Japan, that wanted to be attuned to it so that they could also facilitate it. And even then, they said, oh yeah, no problem. We can do that. You don't have to be here. It transcends space and time. So anyways, yes, getting back to if you also need support, then energy healing can really help your grounding and your nervous system as well. And it's a great way to be supported for you to really discover the energy of your emotions, especially if fear is one of them, that you aren't feeling as connected to what the need is, where we can get that courage. That's what energy work really helps with as well. So anyways, so getting back to April, here we are. I hope it has been a little bit smoother for you. But if it hasn't been, you are not alone. Oh my goodness, you are not alone. There are just so many people that I've been connecting with that have said that it has not been easy. Which I feel like with the energy impressions at the beginning of the month, that is one of the main reasons, probably, that hope was such a big part of it. Finding that hope within, remembering where you carry it, so you can really anchor into it. Because we need it this month. We need to have hope through all the changes, through everything that's happening. But I did feel like let's do a mid-April check-in because April is that dynamic month. We're feeling it. So let's dive into mid-April energy impressions. These are to help you, just like the monthly ones, to help you gain a little bit more clarity and a deeper connection to your intuition so that you can navigate the rest of this time with a little bit more ease. So I always go into a nice meditative state and receive the guidance. I allow my intuition to translate it. It felt really beautiful and helpful for me. And I hope some of it is helpful for you too. And of course, always take what you need, leave the rest. But yes, here are your mid-April energy impressions. So the first thing I was seeing is this beautiful picture of hands being like thrust into the soil and really feeling and holding the earth, which felt very connected. And I won't keep connecting it back to the energy impressions from April, but it felt very connected to that grounding our dreams, reworking, rebuilding, relooking at our dreams and how we can bring them out of the daydream into reality. Like really getting our hands in that dirt. And so I was feeling it, feeling the soil, seeing the earth, feeling it between my fingers. And this is what I want you to imagine, is feeling your hands in the earth, in the beautiful garden, that kind of soil, where you're really reaching and you can feel it in between your fingers. But then I could feel and see that it wasn't just about kind of grounding or earthing. It wasn't just about having your hands in the soil, but it was about feeling around, feeling the seeds that are planted between your fingers, feeling the bulbs that are already bursting through and the roots, but also feeling the ones that are not quite ready yet. So really anchoring in, grounding into all the different phases, all the different cycles that you have been through and are in right now. But then really understanding, this is what it felt like, really connecting to and understanding, is it time to put your hands in? Is it time to go all in? Which is like a popular phrase, but this felt like a visceral like example of that going all in, of really putting your hands in the dirt, putting them in the soil of that garden, and being very aware of what is ready and already growing, and what is still a seed, what roots have already started to grow, and what is not ready yet. And so when you can connect to what is already growing, what's ready to grow, that's when I felt, okay, that's how we can connect to the fear that can guide us, to the fear that is the threshold, where on the other side of fear, just like that quote, is what we want. So you can connect to the thing that is ready, the thing that you have your hands on, and you can feel that the roots are growing and it's time. So what's stopping you? And that was really a beautiful part of the meditation too, was talking about what is stopping us. So if you know, keeping with the garden metaphor of what I was shown, if you had your hand over that bulb that was already bursting through, ready to grow, what is that hand? What needs to break through that thing that's stopping the growth? Is it doubt? Is it judgment? What do you need to break out of to break through? Do you need to break out of uncertainty? Break out of needing to know. And if you're not sure, the guidance was, well, then sit up straight, put your shoulders back, lead with your heart, which is not a new thing, but it may be new or forgotten by many of us. Are we leading with our heart, even physically? How often do we lead with our heart? Because if we can physically lead with our heart more, then we can find that hope that we really need. Then we can find it in our body. Because trust, the energy of trust, the way that I've seen it, it has a velocity. The more trust you have, the more it moves, the more it goes, the more it expands and extends to so many parts of our lives. But hope has a different energy that I've seen and experienced. Hope has more of a gravity. Hope can kind of offer the dimensions of the foundation that we need. So now with hope, we can feel more grounded. We can allow it to help us be where we are now. And there is a really lovely quote that I wanted to share from my beautiful friend, Sophia. The quote is not from her, but she shared it with me. She didn't say the quote. The quote is by Rebecca Solnit, but Sophia shared it with me. So thank you, Sophia. Hope is not a lottery ticket. You can sit on the sofa and clutch, feeling lucky. It is an axe you break down doors with in an emergency. To hope is to give yourself to the future. And that commitment to the future is what makes the present inhabitable. So if you haven't had time to really connect to your hope, this is your sign. Where is your hope? And how can it help you be here and back to the present to unblock and break through what's holding back that growth that is just ready to go? And then the last message in this, you know, mini energy update impression check-in for April. And I love this idea and this perspective. And as always, take what you need, leave the rest, but these are all ways for you to connect back to the present, to who you are now and what you need and what your intuition is telling you and how you can trust that translation more. So the message that I received about the energy right now is, who are you without a reflection? And that really felt like when you choose to look for your reflection in too many things around you, when you are searching for yourself to be reflected to you so you can see yourself, that's when we really move away from ourselves. That when we look to too many things outside of ourselves to tell us who we are, even if the intention is to empower you, which is usually what it is, these self-development tools, they're for empowering. But when we do too many, when we're looking to too many things, it's like a hall of mirrors. It's like a funhouse. It's disorienting and confusing and can feel chaotic, and it can be really false. So if that has been you, if you have been looking to too many things for certainty in yourself, not even about the future, but about yourself, looking for permission and a reflection of who you really are, you know what you need. You need to remember to look inward, to see why you're afraid, to trust that you already know. And if you're not sure, get into the grounding practice. It is so important. So important. Because remember, everything is made of energy. So we'll finish this energy impression update with a little grounding reminder. So grounding our energy really helps us, right? It helps us feel clear in our minds and calm in our bodies. What I talked about our nervous systems. And when we feel that calm out of that survival mode, that's when we can make decisions and choices and respond to the reality of the present moment. We're not responding from the past. We're in the present. And if we don't pay attention to grounding our energy and calming our nervous system, then when we get jolted or whipped up from a really stressful, awful, intense experience, and sometimes they're not bad, sometimes they're just super activating to our system. That stressful experience, that whipped up energy, hits our nervous system and our energy like a bolt of lightning. And it really impacts our well-being, but our whole being, our mind and our body and our spirit. Our whole being bears the brunt of that energy. And that's when we react in ways we don't want. Or we find ourselves having like a lot of health issues because we're not creating space for all that energy to move through us And then that's burnt out. That's when we get burnt out. We literally burn out our electrical system because we're made of energy. So this month, especially now, mid-month, toward the end, but really for the whole year, how can you create more space for all of the energy of everything you're experiencing and all the changes and unknown? How are you creating space for all of that energy to move through? How can you come back to yourself now, today, to remember that everything you need to know, everything you're searching for, everything you're seeking, the answers are already within you. They're in your energy. They're in your energy field. They're in your body. They're in you. They're weaving through, just waiting for you to pay attention. So I hope that, you know, the short mid-month energy impressions, I hope those were helpful to you, and I hope they reminded you of something that you needed to remember. And if you need support in finding that fear and understanding what is on the other side of that fear, really, like, is that really something I can do? Reach out. Let me know. I do have my Wild Trust group starting in May. And yes, there are spots, so please click the link in the show notes, have a look again. Wild Trust is a group healing and development journey. It is an intimate circle that took me 2 years to create the structure for, and it is 7 months, and it is carefully designed to really nurture and support you through the lens of grounded, intuitive energy healing and intuitive development. And it's a space to help you unearth and reconnect with yourself, your intuition, the wisdom in your heart, and all of the depths of your energy. Because your unique energy is extremely powerful. So when you learn how to connect to it in all the different ways that we're going to be moving through for the 7 months, it becomes an incredibly transformative experience. But in a grounded way that you will enjoy, truly. So yes, if you're interested, click the link in the show notes and you can book a consultation call with me. And if you listen to the first episode from April with the energy impressions, I am still looking at dates for my spoon bending workshop. So keep an eye on your email if you are on my email list and on my Instagram. So thank you again for listening to this episode of Intuitive Seek. As always, I would love to hear from you. If you resonated with anything that I shared or with the energy that I'm feeling for the mid-month, and any thoughts or questions too, please do not hesitate to send me a message. And my website and my Instagram, easiest way to get a hold of me, are in the show notes, easy to click. So just look there, scroll down from where you're listening. And also, hugely appreciated if you subscribe or follow wherever you get your podcasts. And if you feel called to give some support, then share with a friend, or you could leave a review, which is always so, so appreciated and really helps other people find this podcast. So thank you. Be kind to yourself, and I'll talk to you soon.